The next important playwright of modern period is C.N.O. Cassie. C.N.O. Cassie, 1880 to 1964. He was born as John Cassie in Dublin, Ireland. That is, C.N.O. Cassie is a Irish author, Irish playwright, and he is the last of the major 20th century playwrights associated with Abbey Theatre. He was born in a poor Irish Protestant family, and his works gives a realistic picture of Irish life. In 1906, O'Casey joined the Gaelic League, G-A-E-L-I-C, Gaelic League, one of the main organs of Irish revival, and began to learn the Irish language. In 1914, O'Casey became the General Secretary for the Irish Citizen Army, that is ICA. He also wrote the constitution for the ICA, and his time in this organization later provided the material for his first published work, The Story of the Irish Citizen Army. That is, the political writing which he was doing for ICA later provided the material for many of his plays as well. Now let's start with his plays. We need not to go for a detailed summary. Just a short summary of all the plays is more than enough for the exam point of view. Now the first play, The Silver Tassie. Silver Tassie, T-A-S-S-I-E. 1927. It is a four-act expressionist play, and it is all about the First World War, and this work attacks imperialist wars and the suffering that they cause. In 1928, W.B. Yeats rejected the play for the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. It is an anti-war play in four acts, and it focuses on the protagonist Harry Hegan, H-E-E-G-A-N. Harry Hegan. He wants to be a soldier, and he goes to war as if he is going to a football match. That is, he is excited to join the army. The opening presents Harry in the prime of life as an athletic hero, but unaware of the possibilities and values of life. It was an unusual play during that time, as the play focuses on Harry's loss of life, life's hopes, during and after the war. The next play is The End of the Beginning. The End of the Beginning, 1937, and it is a one-act play. It is a comedy set in rural England. The couple argue about whether men's or women's work is more difficult, and they swap the places. The next play is Red Roses for Me, 1942. It is a four-act play. The story is set against a backdrop of the Dublin lockout of 1913, and O'Casey himself participated in this lockout. The next work is Cock-a-Doodle Dandy. Cock-a-Doodle Dandy, 1941, is a darkly comic fantasy in which a magic cockerel appears in the parish and forces the characters to make choices about the way they live their lives. It is a parable of mid-century Irish rural life, symbolizing the struggle between repression and liberty. It was considered as an anti-Catholic and was banned from professional public appearance or public performance in the UK. The next significant work of C.N.O. Cassie is Dublin Trilogy. This Dublin Trilogy is important from exam point of view as well. So students, take a note of important facts that we are going to discuss now. The three works which comes under Dublin Trilogy are, first one, The Shadow of a Gunman, 1923. Second work, Juno and the Peacock, 1924. Third one, The Plough and the Stars, 1926. The Shadow of a Gunman, which was staged in the year 1923, the plot has set during the Irish War of Independence. It centers on the mistaken identity of a building tenant who is thought to be an IRA assassin. Now, two important characters in this play, Donald Davoren, D-O-N-A-L, Davoren, D-A-V-O-R-E-N. Donald Davoren is a poet, and the other character is Seamus Shields, S-E-U-M-U-S. S-H-I-E-L-D-S, Seamus Shields. Donald Davoren and Seamus Shields, both are now staying in a poor Dublin apartment, which is in a slum area, and many of the residents of the apartment mistake Donald for an IRA volunteer. Donald never minds for this, but he was attracted to Minnie Powell, who was staying in the same apartment. Meanwhile, Seamus' business partner, Mrs. Marguerite, Maguire, he hides a bag full of Mills bombs in Seamus' apartment before participating in an ambush in which Mr. Marguerite was killed. The city is put under curfew as a result of the ambush, and Donald and Seamus do not discover the grenades until the police officers are raiding the tenement. But this was observed by Minnie Powell, and she takes a bag and hides it in her own room. The police officers find nothing in the room of Seamus' room, but take off Minnie Powell, who was killed later. The next work, Juno on the Peacock, 1924, is a tragic comedy. It is once again about the tenements in Ireland in the 1920s. It takes place during Irish Civil War and tells the misfortunes of the highly dysfunctional Boyle family. Jack Boyle, the father of the household, is a loafer who refuses to work due to a mysterious pain in his legs. He spends all his time down at the pub with his friends. His wife, name is Juno, and she is the only one working. They got a daughter, Mary, who is currently on strike, so she is jobless, and have son, Johnny, who is also jobless because he lost one of his arms after the War of Independence. Means the entire family is living in poverty, and during this time, one of Jack's relatives dies, and a solicitor, Charles Bentham, comes to tell them that there may be money coming. Jack is overjoyed and owes to Juno to change his ways. The overjoyed family members spends on party, resume their love relationships, buy gramophone, furniture, and so on. The family's fortune declines, that is, whatever money they have also declines now. Bentham ceases all contact with Mary one day, vanishing mysteriously. Actually, Bentham and Mary was in love. Now Bentham, he disappears mysteriously. It turns out that she is carrying his child, that is Bentham's child. Johnny is angry with his father for embarrassing the family, and Jack's friend suggests the inheritance is not coming. Juno returns alone and reveals Mary's news that she is pregnant. Now Jack disowns Mary and returns to the pub to drink, unable to cope up with the situation. In the end, the furniture is all taken away because all the furniture which was purchased on a loan now been taken away. Johnny disowns Mary. Men from IRA come for Johnny and drags him away. The third story under this trilogy, Dublin trilogy, is The Plough and the Stars, 1926. The Plough and the Stars is a tragic comedy in four acts. The first two acts takes place in November 1915, looking forward to the liberation of Ireland. The last two acts are set during the Easter Rising in April 1916. The setting of this play is important, and the two dates as well. So now the story starts with Nora and Jack Clitheroe. Jack Clitheroe and Nora, they are couples. Now Nora is pregnant with their first child. Jack ignores her pleas and goes into the street to fight for the cause, and he is killed. When the baby is stillborn, Nora loses her mind. Her condition prompts Bessie Burgess, Bessie Burgess, Burgess. Bessie Burgess, an embittered Irish Protestant who has lost a son to the rebels, to become Nora's caretaker. Now Bessie Burgess is taking care of Nora and her child, but at the end of the play, even Bessie herself is killed by a snipper's bullet.